To our third story now, Egyptian security forces have once again attacked anti-government protesters, joining rallies in several cities, killing four protesters. Dozens of others were injured as security forces fired tear gas and shots at protesters in the capital Cairo, Alexandria and the canal city of Suez. Several demonstrators were also wounded when thugs attacked supporters of ousted President Mohamed Morsi in the northern city of Damietta. The clashes erupted when anti-government protesters joined rallies after Friday prayers to denounce plans by Defense Minister Abdel Fattah Sisi to run for president. They're also angry over a presidential law issued on Thursday that installs the defense minister as the supreme commander of the military council. Egypt has been the scene of weekly protests since the country's first democratically elected president was ousted last July. Let's go to Cairo and talk to Press TV's Mohamed Chalabi there. Mohamed, what are the latest political developments in Egypt? For how long are security forces going to cause fear and death?
This seems to have been ongoing forever now, for too long, really. Four more casualties today, two in the capital, Cairo, and two in the second city of Alexandria. A 14, a 15, a 16, and a 20-year-old were the casualties. The youth, again, the target, because the youth have been leading the anti-government protests. A 46-year-old detainee was also confirmed killed due to excessive torture he faced at a police station in Alexandria again. And that's the eighth such death in the last few months in Alexandria's prisons due to torture, negligence, or barring of access to medicaments, according to human rights groups. And this is why, Hassan, we saw anti-coup alliance movements in Alexandria calling for reprisal against policemen, saying that anything short of live fire is considered peaceful. And in what seemed to be quick response, 15 cars belonging to police and army personnel were torched at a wedding ceremony in the northern city in the early hours of Saturday. Now, also the anti-coup alliance had called for the protests to condemn under the slogan, "We will not be ruled by the corrupt," in reference to the military council and its backers in the new government being formed by Premier designate Ibrahim Mehmed, a former prominent member of ousted dictator Hosni Mubarak's ruling party. Now, he's expected to finalize his lineup by tomorrow. And we still don't know if Defense Minister Field Marshal Sisi will be included in that lineup. This will tell us much about his final decision on whether he will indeed run for president. Finally, Hassan, it is important to note that Friday's protests were remarkably big, especially if we take into consideration the scale of the crackdown, not only security-wise, but also the legal one. You have 26 given the death penalty in Suez, 24 in Mansoura, and 21 Azhar students given jail terms for their role in the protests. You have 1,000 Morsi supporters to be Mohammed. Tried on Saturday in Munafeya, and also a further 1,000 in Minya in a few days' time. And you have Morsi's Mohammed. Trials as well to be resumed on Saturday. Hassan, Egypt remains on the edge.
All right, Mohamed. Sorry, I have to leave it there. Many thanks to Press TV's Mohamed Chalabi reporting from Cairo there.